Hi, listeners. It's Tucker Ligursky. As a researcher on Masters of Scale, I use the innovations of AI on a daily basis. And with an increasingly overcrowded market, it's hard to discern which ones are truly beneficial for my work, not to mention safe. That's where Grammarly comes in. My job requires me to prepare dozens of documents every day. And with Grammarly, I'm able to make my dossiers and research documents clear, more direct, and more concise. In fact, I recently discovered that Grammarly users spend 66% less time editing content, which is a huge advantage since our most precious resource is undoubtedly time. What I love about Grammarly is its commitment to responsible AI. My team works tirelessly to produce top-quality podcasts, and it's vital that we keep our data secure. Grammarly has been around for 14 years and has maintained a business model dedicated to never selling your data, which means you can trust it with your most sensitive information. Join me and over 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly to work faster and hit their goals while keeping their data secure. Visit Grammarly.com to learn more. That's Grammarly.com.
When I travel for work, I often find myself caught in a blur of meetings and hotel rooms, and I miss out on what the city I'm visiting can offer. I'm sure you can relate. That's exactly why I wanted to recommend a new podcast from our team that changes this paradigm. It's called Offsite Adventures. It turns a simple work trip into an unforgettable adventure. In each episode, we reveal hidden gems in the most iconic business travel destinations. Just search for Offsite Adventures in your favorite podcast player. The show is produced by the same team behind Masters of Scale and presented in alliance with Capital One Business.
I'm excited to announce the launch of Season 9 of Masters of Scale. It's coming soon, and it's packed full of epic scale stories and important lessons for every entrepreneur and scale leader. Keep your eyes out every week for new episodes with iconic scalers. Satya Nadella, CEO of Microsoft.
I remember where one board member asked me, do you really want to be a CEO? So stepping into those shoes, I felt like, oh, I just can't be like, okay, here's the third guy who just shows up. It needs a full reset. And I felt the reset meant I needed to make both that sense of purpose, mission, and culture first class and my own. For most of the 90s, we were still in the basement of building out that enterprise credibility. I remember distinctly going to New York City, visiting all the banks, and in particular Goldman Sachs, and they made me wait in the waiting room and saying, hey, who is this guy from Microsoft wanting to talk to us about servers? They thought of us as some sort of toy PC maker. I distinctly remember my first set of conversations with you. You were clear, hey, look, we are enjoying building LinkedIn and we have no interest in any conversation about acquisition.
Robert Refkin, founder and CEO of Compass.
All my dreams were wrapped up in what I had thought at that time was enough to support my family forever. And I lost it all and actually owed the banks money. I was shaking. A core part of my belief around entrepreneurship is believing that you can change your station in life, that you can create the future you want for yourself and for others, and doing what it takes to get there. My co-founder comes to me and says everyone wants me to leave, that they don't think I have the vision to continue the path. I say, I think maybe they're right. What shocked me is how many external stakeholders said, oh, they're never going to be able to do it. They're going to fail. But it gave us all a common vision to bring the company together and rally around.
Indra Nooyi, former CEO of PepsiCo.
How do we get all of the people who are talented in our economy to serve the economy? Because that's what we need. We need all the talent. I came into the workforce when there were hardly any women at BCG, at Motorola, at ABB. I was in meetings where I might have been the only woman. When I took over as CEO of PepsiCo, I realized that I was being given an incredible opportunity to shape an iconic company to be even more successful into the future. Performance with purpose was all about future-proofing the company.
And that's just a few. We also have the founder of The Honest Company, Jessica Alba, Beth Ford, CEO of Lando Lakes, iconic investor and founder Mark Andreessen, Sheila Marcello, founder of Care.com, Lynn Jurich, co-founder and CEO of Sunrun, and many more. We have strategy sessions, live episodes, and surprises along the way. Tune in on August 31st for episode 1 of season 9 with Satya Nadella.